Dollar stores are growing fast. They made up roughly half of new store openings last year. But Dollar General workers in Louisiana say the stores can be dangerous places to work with little pay. And now they're trying to change that. But as Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, they're looking to organize while avoiding a tricky word in the South, union.
Around 2017, Anthony Jackson found himself in a typical spot for a college student. His financial aid was running short, and he needed a job.
Hey, I'll go work at the dollar store. Not too bad. You ring people up, stock the shelves. Boy, was I in for a rude awakening.
Jackson says both the bathroom and AC were broken at the New Orleans Dollar General he worked at. It was also dangerous, like the time he caught someone shoplifting underwear.
I remember saying, hey, stop. And he raised his shirt up and he had his gun.
In an emailed statement, Dollar General says it strives to give workers a safe and comfortable workplace. But as dollar stores have expanded across the country, especially in the South, complaints about work conditions and safety have grown with them. David Williams had similar experiences at a different New Orleans Dollar General. He still likes the job, but if he's going to be working that hard, he wants a lot more money. He did recently get a raise from $8.25 an hour to $9.25.
I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I can't take care of myself like this, or even the possibility of having a family to take care of something like this. It's pretty much like a slap in the face.
A lot of the current talk around the labor movement focuses on union elections and victories at places like Starbucks and Amazon. But mentioning the word union in the South can be a non-starter. A common perception here is that unions are outsiders who cost employers money and risk employees losing their jobs. Those ideas are admittedly not limited to the South. Nationally, union membership was tied for a record low last year. So when Williams tries recruiting his fellow workers to organize with a group called Step Up Louisiana, he gets them to relax by putting aside the U word.
The first thing they ask us is, are you a union? And we tell them flat out, no, we're not a union.
Step Up Louisiana says that while they're a labor organization that supports unions, they're not one. That does mean missing out on one of the major advantages of being a union, collective bargaining. Employers are required by law to negotiate with unions in good faith once a workplace is unionized. Other labor groups like Step Up Louisiana have different ways of pushing for labor rights, like tactic number one, going straight to the media.
April 26, 2020, written by Kenya Slaughter, myself.
Kenya Slaughter works at a Dollar General in Alexandria, Louisiana. Organizers at Step Up Louisiana use their connections to get an opinion piece written by Slaughter published in the New York Times.
I've been working at Dollar General here for more than 2 years. My manager is wonderful and I have a great relationship with my customers. But when I took this job, I never planned to become a worker on the front line of a pandemic.
Slaughter called out Dollar General for not providing workers with protective equipment like masks and plexiglass in front of cash registers. After the story went up, Slaughter says the company quickly sent out the gear.
Did not need a union to get that done, and it got done expeditiously. They sent us an overflow, especially my store, because I was there. I had all type of people calling my phone trying to see what they could do.
Tactic number two is pressuring politicians. That worked big for the Fight for 15 campaign. It managed to achieve a lot of success pushing states and cities to raise their minimum wage to $15 per hour. Then there's tactic number three, protesting. Step Up Louisiana did just that outside Dollar General's headquarters during a shareholder meeting last May, and they brought with them a New Orleans band. Slaughter says she's not ruling out pushing for a union someday. But a union is a tool, not an end goal. And she says now is not the right time for a union.
I won't say that I hope that we end up a union. Ultimately, I just want what's right.
For her, that means better scheduling, more security, and at least $15 an hour. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham.